Choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. Coming at you today with Bonnie Silver. Bonnie Silver, this is exciting. We have a very accomplished author, veteran, and entrepreneur. And I'm excited to introduce you to her today. So, Bonnie, welcome to the show. How's everything going?
Thank you, Stephen. Well, as you can see, I have a beautiful scenery because I took a few days to come up to Big Bear to work on one of my projects. And so I'm coming from this and very serene and feeling fabulous and very honored to be on your show. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it's exciting to have... it's exciting to have a backdrop like that. My goodness gracious. I can see the trees. It's a little bit, you know, obviously you have the internet connection there, but what's going on up in Big Bear? What are you doing up there?
So I recently, got accepted into a program, a veterans writing program at the Writers Guild of America, and I'm working on a screenplay. And so I came up here for a few days so I can get some inspiration, creativity, juices flowing as I start moving forward on this. The program, it's only been a couple months. It's a year-long program, amazing program. We get mentors. And then at the end of this program, we get to pitch our project to industry executives to get picked up. So last year, I think there were a few veterans that pitched and got their projects picked up by some of the, you know, like Miramax or Paramount. I don't know, whoever showed up. That's exciting.
That's a stark contrast from rounds down range and fire plant sketches and, you know, resupplies and everything else. What was your background prior to writing? That's actually a pretty incredible story.
So, well, this, if anything, I want to give anyone watching this program who possibly is still in the service or transitioning, that you can do anything. You just have to know what you want to do, because my path has been anything but trajectory. So I got out and I went and I worked in, I worked some jobs while in conjunction using my GI Bill. So I got my undergraduate, my graduate, work jobs. Then I decided to get my real estate license, worked real estate, but it was way too cutthroat and I was used to camaraderie and people having my back. So I was working on invention of a product. And then I found that product existed. So I ended up selling it. So I became a business owner, had that business for 4.5 years, and then ended up having a baby and choosing to be a mom. Then later moved to California, got back in corporate America, got downsized, I was almost homeless, and then started working in nonprofit. And then in the nonprofit, when I was also like trying to find myself, I did a lot of writing. That's when I contributed to a book and it became, and my path since then has been writing, consulting, and working in nonprofit. So, but I've kind of done a little bit of everything, you know.
So that non-traditional path is, oh my gosh. So that experience. So when you think about a fiction story that captures your attention, mm-hmm. and you want people to pay attention, that's full of twists and turns. Is exactly what society is reinforced through either messages on movies or television networks or that type of thing. So it's interesting how that traditional path almost forces people to fit into a box, and you are the antithesis of that. Or your story has been the antithesis of that. So I think that's pretty incredible. So a theme that we have here on Knucklehead is don't be beta, right? So it doesn't mean that you need to be this. Like we had a guest on one of our podcasts. He's an MMA fighter. He's actually from California. He lives here in Texas now. But he said that, you know, there's this story of Alpha, thinking that you're just this alpha male kicking in doors, you know, fire, you know, breathing fire and just making everybody feel awkward and uncomfortable. That's a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. That's a misconstrued. That's an omega. Mm-hmm. We're talking about somebody who's willing to humble themselves, mm-hmm. be vulnerable, mm-hmm. and lead themselves through a very difficult path. You referenced almost being homeless. So that insinuates that there was no income coming in and not the ability to responsibly pay those stable things that are taken care of in the military. We are now thrust upon kind of a clean slate whenever we're in the civilian world. So talk to our audience a little bit about, you know, a story, or at least your willingness to go out there and put yourself out there, and what the reward was for feeling that vulnerable.
So, you know, I'll share a few lessons and insights in there, Stephen. When I got downsized from corporate America, I was living off my 401 and my IRA because I was trying to get a job. It was 2009, living in Southern California. I couldn't find anything. And so I kept going to prayer. I do have my faith, and I'm very spiritual. And I kept getting, be of service. So I did. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take a year off, and I'm just going to be of service, volunteer, give back, live off my savings, all that stuff. And so at the end of the year, I'll just resume, you know, job hunting. Okay. So during that time, I'm also writing. I'm doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of journaling. Like, who am I? You know, what do I want to do? What's my purpose in this world? So at the end of the year, I started applying for jobs. Now this is 2010, and I have an MBA, and I'm getting offered $12 an hour jobs. And I went from making six figures at the job I was downsized, and I'm thinking, I can't live in SoCal as a single parent on $12 an hour. So I'm just like, okay, Bonnie, just let the job market kick back up, do some more volunteer. And so I kind of kept doing that. But while I'm doing that, my savings is depleted, and I do the things that pushed me outside my comfort zone, as, you know, as I feel that we all need to do to kind of be better and grow and expand.
Absolutely. So first of all, that's an incredible story. We just had somebody on the podcast a couple of weeks ago who was living out of their car for a few months, and it was deliberate. They made the shift, so to speak. It's almost kind of like a reset on an entertainment system. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to clearing the mechanism. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that are almost these cliche phrases that people talk about that. Most of the time, people aren't willing to put themselves in an environment, or when they're in that particular scenario, they shrink, and they, instead of expanding their comfort zone, instead of expanding, they actually shrink in, and they get into this survivalist mindset. And you see it a lot in the military community, because we're taught to act as if we, you know, we have things figured out. We, you know, we want to put this image we want to portray as if we have things more together than what we actually do. When in fact, most of us are just, you know, we're just trying to get this figured out. We call it get some wins, right? So you got to go out there and iteratively get your confidence through the process of setting a small goal. And then once you string enough of those small victories together, all of a sudden what you've done is you've created this much larger, gargantuan, you know, 1% better every day is 365% better year over year, right? And that's exactly what it is that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so, one of the things I truly believe is vulnerability is your greatest strength. And the irony is, in the military, vulnerability is more akin to a weakness. And so I think once you transition out, if you still have that belief system, that's going to keep you down. It's going to keep you, from living your greatest life, because vulnerability is where people connect. And in the civilian sector and in the real world, that's what people want. We want connection. And so whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in school, or whether you're writing, you need to connect to people. And that's what's missing in this world in so many levels, with technology, etc. But neither here nor there, that vulnerability is where people, where you allow people in, and it's scary and frightening, but it's a necessity. If you really want to live a joyous life, if you really want to be happy, if you really want to have it all, you have to let people in. You just do. And the only way to do that is being vulnerable and sharing aspects of yourself that might be embarrassing, or might be, people might judge, or, you know, let all that go. What other people think of me is none of my business, Stephen. My business is being my best self and showing up every day for me. And a lot of that is giving back, and a lot of that is being of service. But I've also had to learn, what happened was I was so much of service and being there for everybody else, I wasn't there for myself, which is why I got to that point. So I had to learn, Bonnie, self-care has to come in here. You've got to nurture yourself, and all that you're giving out, you've got to pour into you as well. And that was one of my greatest lessons, Stephen, because it was so easy to give. And you'll talk to veterans, and veterans want to show up and they want to give, but when they look in the mirror, are they showing up for themselves? Because that's where the lack comes in so many fellow veterans that I connect with and work with, is they're so quick to help other people, but they're not helping themselves. And my insight of learning and growing through that, I'm able to serve and support in that area. Like, hey, I know it's so wonderful to help other people. You feel great. But you've got to clean up your side of the fence. You've got to look at what you've got going on, and you've got to start pulling those weeds and tilling and, you know, for you to thrive and survive. So you're not down to your last $5 at a stoplight, you know, on food stamps, almost homeless. And that was just, yes, that was a huge turning point, lesson, insight for me.
That's an incredible story. There's so many lessons that there's so many, not just typing pictures, but just doing real life lessons and real practical stories that if people take the time to pay attention to pulling that apart, there's a tremendous amount of wisdom there, Bonnie. So that's the whole reason why we started this particular medium, in order to get the message out there for people who want to listen to these podcasts, they want to check out a YouTube video, and there's no shortage of information that's out there. There's no question about it. However, if people would sacrifice a fraction of the time for entertainment and pay attention to something that can help them grow or help them develop or access somebody else's information, we call that wisdom. There was a lot there, and so I appreciate you sharing that story with us here in this audience. How can people find you? I mean, how can people support you, or what can people do to find out a little bit more about what you're doing?
So I do have a website. It's BonnieLSilver.com, and it's more of my spiritual self, because I do what I've coined heart-to-heart sessions, and it's where I'm very intuitive, and having the background that I've had that is very diverse and eclectic, I can help guide people home to themselves. So if they're at a struggling juncture in their life, I have sessions where I can help bring this insight on a more personal level. This is very general, but on a very personal level, to help bring them home to themselves. And then I obviously do a lot of veteran support in the community. So I'm the team RWB, Red, White, Blue. Are you familiar with them? Enriching the lives of veterans in the community through social and physical activities. So I'm the Veterans Engagement Director in Orange County, and I support other organizations as well. But you can find me and email me. I invite, you know, anyone to reach out at any time if I can show support, encouragement, insight. I love to do that. It's a great joy.
So there's social channels that people can get in touch with you too. Are you on?
I'm
we had a guy coming in and say that you're on it all. All right, so all of them.
Someone just said that.
I'm on. No, it all. Literally, We had somebody who goes, listen, I'm not on the Insta chats and the face grams. And I'm like, well, first of all, you know the names of them, because otherwise you wouldn't be saying it like that. It's funny. But so people can go to Facebook and they can look at Bonnie Silver, or they can also go to BonnieLSilver.com. Is that right?
And I'm on LinkedIn as well. And, you know, and there's also just I do consulting work. So I'm also working with the Value of the Veteran, which she started MilitarySkilledTrades.com. And so if there's any veterans on here in transition looking for employment that has a skilled trade from the military, please, she's got some explicit like direct contracts with companies that hire through there. So painters, electricians, mechanics. I mean, there's even some for infantry, 91 Bravo, 0311. So I encourage that as well.
I appreciate your time and your diligence today. And also the resources, just making yourself available, in a follow-up capacity, you said MilitarySkillsTrade.com, and then BonnieLSilver.com.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Military skill trade. No plural, right?
No, trades is plural. Skilled.
Trades is plural.
Yes. SkilledTrades.com.
Got it. All right, there you go. There you go, folks. Well, you're dealing with a knucklehead Marine here. So no. I just learned how to spell my name last week. Just kidding. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking some time. Listen to all of you who are out there listening. Bonnie just told you how to get in touch with her, how to support a little bit about just what it is that she's doing. But then also, if you're out there and you know that somebody else is struggling with their current situation, draw on some of these experiences that she shared, your last $5, giving it to a complete stranger, and then parlaying that experience to be able to have an opportunity to write a screenplay in Big Bear. I mean, talk about a stark contrast between those two situations. So that's fantastic. I appreciate you taking. Oh, go ahead.
Wait, one last thing I just want to say. It's okay to be humble and ask for help and utilize the resources. As I said, I got on food stamps. That honestly had to be the most humbling experience of my entire life. I was only on them 2 weeks because I ended up getting, you know, a job, an opportunity, and income. But I had to get to that place and I had to say, yes, I will receive. And that's what I really would love to end on, encouraging our fellow veterans to say yes to you and receive. It's okay. And you get stronger and better for it. Trust me. Yes.
That's exciting. That's exactly right. Well, you heard it here, folks. Listen, don't be beta about the process. You will fail. You will screw up. But like we found time and time again, we've heard time and time again, it's only failure if you decide not to do something about it. So go out and get some wins, make today your day. Bonnie, we appreciate you taking some time. Everybody else, you can listen to Knucklehead Podcast on iTunes. You can listen to it on your favorite podcasting app. Check out Google Play. So follow us on Instagram, Knucklehead Podcast, or on Facebook at Unofficial Knucklehead. So we will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of the day, Bonnie. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye, everyone.